Hello and welcome. Joining us now, Pro Bowl fullback John Kuhn. And John is a guy that came up the hard way. Did that honor carry a special meaning for you?
Yes, it really did. And more so the fact that the players have a weighted vote in the Pro Bowl. And it just showed that my peers really appreciated my work last season and what I've done. And the accomplishment of making the Pro Bowl is a heck of an honor that they gave me.
John, coming up the hard way. Released a couple times, on the practice squad a couple times. Is that something that has always stayed with you? Are you always like, I'm a guy fighting to hang on or fighting to be part of this team? Has that instilled something special in you?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just that hard work mentality, that the fact that when you're on the practice squad, when you are getting cut, you have to outwork the guy next to you. The guy you're competing with for that position, you have to outwork him. And I think that's just something that's instilled in me that I'll have throughout the rest of my career.
Now, John, you are a producer. You're a 6-foot guy, 250 pounds. Not a blazing speed guy, I don't think. I don't know what you put on the 40 in, but not a blazing speed guy. But you get the ball in your hands and you produce. How does that happen? And this goes back to your time at Shippensburg. What's going on there?
You know, I just think I really understand the scheme of the offense. I understand where, you know, my blocking help is going to come from. And I'm the kind of guy that there's 4 yards there, you take it. I try not to get greedy and make the big play when it's not there. And I just try and take what my teammates do and use their blocks and the help that they're giving me to make a good play happen.
Speaking of scheme, there's one play I wanted to ask you about. It's the one where you're lined up short yardage, classic fullback position, and it's bang, bang. Quarterback turns, hands you the ball, and it looks like, from a guy that hasn't carried the ball in anger in years, since like 7th grade, it looks like it would be very hard to do anything because it's so quick. Like you just got to plow in there. Or is that the object of the exercise?
Well, the object is to try and get them off balance, to hit them when they think we're giving the halfback the ball, hit them with a quick hitting play, and try and get them, you know, when they're not looking, hit them quick, hit them fast, and try and gain a little more yardage where if they knew the fullback dive was coming, they might be able to stuff it. But if we can time it up just right, we'll probably be able to catch them by surprise and make a big play.
Now, John, you have contributed in a number of ways. When you look in the mirror, do you see a ball carrier? Do you see a lead blocker? Do you see a special teams ace? What do you see when you look in the mirror as a football player?
I like to see the complete ball player. I like to see the guy that's willing to go out there and do all three and even pass block for Aaron Rodgers on third down.
What is it like being a cult hero? Because now the Kuhn chant, it's not just when you score a touchdown, it's when the team gets in position to score a touchdown. It's not just when you get the ball in your hands, it is when you make a hit on special teams. What's it like being that kind of cult hero and hearing that, a whole stadium going Kuhn?
Boy, it's a whole lot of fun. It's energizing, it's inspiring. To have that many people backing you and supporting you every play, even when you might not be getting the ball, it's a real special feeling, and I'm very appreciative of it.
John, you are part of a Super Bowl championship football team, and that seems to offer opportunities to guys. You know, you can do this or that. What's the coolest thing you've got to do possibly as a result of being a Super Bowl champion?
Oh, man, there's a lot of really fun things. You know, I've got to do a make-a-wish for a kid who had cancer, and that was a very heartwarming thing. And I was very, you know, thankful that he looked up to me and he idolized me and gave me the opportunity to repay the favor and give him a day and even a couple more days of spending some time with him and uplifting him.
John, you guys are coming off an incredible offensive year. I mean, they just don't get any better. In your offensive room, how do you look at improving on? From the outside looking in, it's almost unimprovable, if that's a word.
Yeah, and I think it's just a lot of doing the same of what we did last year, but doing it more consistently. We had spurts where we might have struggled, and it's just about taking it to the next level now. You know, last year, when teams might have got our number, we got to try and be a little more unpredictable, where, you know, the Kansas City game last year, even the Giants game at the end of the year, try and keep teams on their heels still will allow us to stay that explosive offense.
John, last thing for you. How about you individually? What fuels your fire? I mean, like, you look at what you've done coming in here, picked up off the waiver wire, become a Pro Bowl player? I mean, that's something special. A Super Bowl champion. What's out there for John Crone?
It's just continued success, you know, stacking success one year at a time, and trying to make a legacy now. I've achieved a couple team goals that are pretty fantastic, and some individual goals. But now, like we always preach, and for our team, continued success, stacking success, and creating a legacy is what we all strive for.